Hello, and welcome to another AppleVis podcast.
Hey, AppleVis users, it's Shumi back with another AppleVis podcast. And in today's podcast, I'm going to be demonstrating the piano. I actually stumbled upon this app in the App Store recently, and I was kind of just looking around for piano apps, and I stumbled upon the piano, and I was really interested. I got intrigued and downloaded the app, and turns out I am glad that I did it. Because this app is pretty accessible above all those other piano apps because it, has direct touch. You can literally play the keyboard on the bottom of the screen. It has record. You can pause or play the recording as much as you want. You can adjust key size, and that's a thing that could be really useful. You can do many things with this app, and you can customize it to your own will. And there are ads with this app, but I have disabled Wi-Fi and cellular data, so that won't be appearing in this app or this podcast. So I'm going to actually open this app. I'm not going to be using this with direct touch because it causes a bunch of glitching around with VoiceOver. Not necessarily glitching, but it makes elements harder to locate on the screen, and since the keyboard is so large, it kind of takes up the middle and bottom part of the screen, and then the key range slider is literally above that, so you have to look at the top for the menu, and it's really difficult, or the list of items, I should say. So I'm going to be playing the keyboard without VoiceOver, then turning VoiceOver on and reviewing the options, basically. Alright, so we're going to open this app. I'm going to open my app switcher first. So let's do a double click at the home button.
App switcher. Voice notes active. Actions available.
And I'm going to flick left.
The piano active. Actions available.
And double tap.
The piano app. Landscape, the piano, menu, button.
Alright, so this automatically puts you in landscape, so I'm going to disable direct touch because we won't be needing it in this.
Direct touch, off.
Alright, so I disabled direct touch, so now we can view the options. I'm going to do a four-finger tap at the top of the screen to jump to the top.
Menu, button.
Alright, so our first option is our menu, and by opening this we have access to settings and other things.
My recordings button.
We have my recordings, which allows you to view past recordings that have already been recorded.
Start recording button.
We have start recording, which allows you to start a recording. It counts down for 3 seconds and then it actually starts recording.
Play button.
We have our play button. It also functions as a pause button, so you can play your recordings or pause them at will.
Key range slider.
And we have our key range slider. So depending on how far you slide this to the left or right, you have to double tap and hold, then drag left or right. And this is kind of tedious in my opinion because you don't know what key you're dragging to. I mean, the default key is C major, but what I mean is you don't know what octave you're dragging to. So you have to kind of constantly see what octave you are on by double tapping on the piano roll in my case. So right now,
piano roll,
I'm at a pretty high octave, so I'm actually going to go left again.
Key range slider.
And I'm going to double tap and hold on this slider, and I'm going to drag it a little bit to the left. And let's test if that worked. So we're going to go back to our piano roll, which is also our keyboard.
Piano roll.
And I'm going to double tap.
Piano roll.
Alright, that seems pleasing. I'm going to disable VoiceOver.
VoiceOver off.
And we have our keyboard at the bottom here. You can also hold the notes for sustain. And you can do a roll. You can do many things, actually. You can play chords. There's no lag. Sounds realistic enough. And if you are wanting to do this, adjust the slider without VoiceOver on, you can actually just slide above the keyboard and you can change it accordingly. So I'm just going to slide to the left a bit. There we go. All right, so we slid over to a lower octave. I'm going to slide to the right. All right, so now we are at a high octave. So basically, if you want to change the octave without voiceover on, you are going to have to slide up from the keyboard to find where it ends, and then slide left. Alright, let's find a key range that is suitable for this recording. We are going to do a recording. So this key seems pretty suitable. I am just going to stay with this key right now, and we are going to enable voiceover again.
Voiceover on, the piano, menu, button, landscape, screen curtain on.
And we are going to flick to the right until we find start recording.
My recordings, button. Start recording, button.
And double tap and wait until it counts down, and then I'm going to disable voiceover and play a random tune, and then we are going to go into my recordings and play it back. Alright, so let's do this.
Recording starts in. Piano roll. Menu. Button.
Alright, so once the recording actually starts, voiceover will move its focus back to the top. So that's when you know the recording has started. So I'm just going to start playing something. I'm going to enable voiceover.
Voiceover on, the piano, menu, button, landscape, screen curtain on.
And I'm going to find the stop recording button, which is selected. So the start recording button turns into a selected stop recording button, so you can stop it when you need it.
My recordings, button. Selected, stop recording, button.
All right, so we're going to double tap.
Start alert, text field, is editing, recording one selected, character mode.
And a text field appears, allowing you to name the recording. I'm just going to call it
Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Landscape. Tabletop mode contracted.
Podcast example.
P O D C A street. Space. Selection deleted.
Podcast.
C H. Dots one. C H. Dots E. Ed. Dots one. Ed. Dots. Dot six. Dots 1 2 4. Ed. Dots one. X. A F P L. Dot. Dots 1 2 3 4. M. P L E. Dots 1 2 3. M P L E. Example. Recording saved. Menu button.
Oh, I labeled it wrong. That's okay. It still works. All right, so we're going to flick right to my recordings.
My recordings button.
All right, and we're going to double tap.
My recordings.
So now you can see that no window actually showed up, and that's because we are already in the My Recordings window. We just double tapped and it appears right below it. So we have
edit button.
Our edit button, and this allows us to delete and do other editing functions.
Close button.
We have our close button, which closes the My Recordings window.
Start recording button.
We have our start recording button, so some buttons will interfere with this window, so we're going to flick right past those.
Play button. My recordings. Key range slider. Podcast example, June 5th, 2019. Actions available.
That's our misspelled recording right there. We're going to double tap on it.
Podcast example, June 5th, 2019. Click recording menu share button.
And we have some unlabeled buttons, but that's not a major problem because we can easily distinguish what they mean.
Hit recording menu play button.
So we have icon recording menu play. So that also just stands for play. So we're going to double tap on it.
Selected. Hit recording menu play.
And it's going to take a while because I had to disable voiceover. So it does record your pause. So we're going to give it a minute.
Recording menu play.
To pause that. Now let's say I really enjoyed this recording. No, I really didn't actually. But let's say I just really liked what I recorded and I want to share it with my friends and brag and do something basically. We go back up, so we're going to flick left.
Hit recording menu share button.
And we're going to double tap on the share button.
Cancel airdrop recipient. No one found yet. Image.
And as you can see, the Apple share sheet popped up. So all your options are here. You can do anything with this.
Airdrop. Share instantly. Message. Button. Draggable.
You can message.
Mail. Button. Draggable.
You can mail. So basically all the options on your share sheet are here.
Add to notes. Button. Twitter. Button. Gmail. Button. Skype. Button. Messenger. Button. Firefox. Button. WhatsApp. Button. More. Button.
So I'm going to do a two-finger scrub because this is basically self-explanatory.
My recordings button.
And if we wanted to exit out of this window, we would find the close button that we passed by earlier.
Edit button. Close button.
And we do a one-finger double tap.
Close. My recordings button.
And that closes the window. So now we are going to do a four-finger tap at the top of the screen.
Menu button.
And we are going to open the menu, and I'm going to tell you the different options in there.
Menu.
Well, I'm not going to tell you, but Alex is going to tell you.
Piano controls.
So now I have done a four-finger tap at the top of the screen to jump into the menu because the menu appeared right above our previous controls. So you have to do a four-finger tap at the top of the screen to jump to the top of the screen, and that's where the settings are. So we have our piano controls.
Key size, 100%.
So our key size determines how wide the keyboard is, and the wider the keyboard, the less keys that will be able to fit on the screen. So keep that in mind if you want to make your keys larger. If you make them really large, then you're probably only going to have room for like 6 keys. Or if you make them really small, you'll have room for a lot of keys. Alright, so I'm going to flick right.
Note labels.
We have note labels. And these are for visual feedback. So if one wanted to play a specific note, it would label the note on the screen.
All button.
And we have our options for note labels.
Octaves button.
Octaves.
None button.
None.
Instruments heading.
And basically what it's saying is, does the labeling want to happen with all keys, just for the octave, or for none of it? So now we are at our instruments heading, and if we flick right,
piano, classic grand piano,
we have our instruments that we can choose from.
Xylophone, original rosewood xylophone.
We have a xylophone.
Toy piano, original toy piano.
A toy piano.
Info heading.
And then we have our info. So under our info, you know, our app version and several other things, we're going to flick through this.
Website, visit our homepage.
You can visit the homepage.
Send feedback, help us to improve our app.
Send feedback, which is what I'm going to do after this podcast to talk about the sliders. Maybe we can get a swipe up or down option. Not positive, but maybe it's going to happen. I don't know.
Privacy, heading.
All right, so now we have privacy and...
Forget me, your remote profile will be erased.
Forget me. And for some reason or another, this button does not work. I've tried to double tap it, and it just doesn't seem to work. So the only way you're going to erase your settings is you'll have to delete and reinstall the app.
Privacy policy.
And then we have our privacy policy.
Terms and conditions.
Terms and conditions.
Menu button.
And there's our menu button, which is below the settings screen. So our menu button is basically settings. I'm not sure why it's necessarily labeled menu, but there are options in here that change how the app behaves. So I would assume that this would be called settings and not menu. To leave the menu, you can actually just double tap on the menu button just to hide it.
Menu. Menu button.
And now it has disappeared. So there goes our menu. And this is about it for the podcast. There's really nothing else in this podcast left. So this is about it. So I'm going to take my leave. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. If you want more, you can contact me via email on my AppleViz profile, or you can comment below. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleViz. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleViz website at www.appleviz.com, where you can also contact the AppleViz team.